PRI's Studio 360 is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. This hour, we'll look in on a very special portrait session with a dog. And a little later in the show, we celebrate one of my absolute favorite TV series of all time, Deadwood. But first, we are very lucky to have actor and now director Kevin Bacon in the studio. Bacon recently played a Boston cop in Clint Eastwood's Mystic River and half of a Martin and Lewis-type musical comedy team in Attamagoyan's Where the Truth Lies. Bacon is also a director, and his second film is just out. It's called Loverboy. It stars his wife, Kira Sedgwick, as a very possessive mother trying to protect her son from outside forces.
Where's my dad?
What?
Tell me.
You do have a father. He is like our wonder Odysseus, trapped and sleepy on some island so very far away from us. And he is trying to get back.
No more fairy tales. We're telling a fairy tale lot.
I am not.
No, no, no! I must have a father!
Kevin Bacon, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me.
So what attracted this story to you?
Well, Kira read the book, and she gave it to me, and she said, I think that this might be something that you would be interested in directing. You know, when I look at material, I think in terms of being an actor, usually. And then sometimes I'll read something and I'll start to see the shots and hear the music and think of the casting. And then that kind of tells you that maybe this is something that's worth directing.
Really, as you're reading a novel, you start cinematizing it.
Definitely, definitely. And I just found that this idea of how wrapped up a woman can be with a child and how important a child can be to a parent. And how far does that go? You know, where, if you're walking down the street, there's a strange thing when you have kids and the first time they let your hand go and they shake your hand off and they, you know, run down the street to kind of spread their wings a little bit. It's very bittersweet. You know, you kind of go, I guess this has to happen in life. And then it continues to happen in stages all the way along. But there is something that also makes you want to just hold on to them. And I think it's especially strong for women. I think it's a little bit easier for men, just by nature of being a man, to sort of let this process happen. So the movie kind of investigates sort of a darker kind of side of that personality.
In your movie from 2004, The Woodsman, you played a former child molester who was trying to live a normal life. Before we talk about that, let's listen to a clip. Here again is Kira Sedgwick playing a coworker that your character is dating.
So what did you do?
I molested little girls. Years in prison is no joke.
How young?
Between 10 and 12. Once a 9-year-old told me she was 11, once a 14-year-old told me she was 12. I was asked how old they were.
What did you do to them?
It's not what you think. I never hurt them. Never.
That's Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick in The Woodsman from 2004. Looking at this film and now Loverboy, and for that matter Mystic River, they all are about the dark aspects of childhood and parenting and all the rest of it. There's a motif.
Yeah, I guess there is. I mean, I think that I haven't really, you know, gotten on the couch about that one. You know what I mean? I think that.
Well, we have 50 minutes.
Okay, good. I guess my guess would be that when you have kids, you do live with a certain amount of fear. You know, you do live with that kind of gnawing thing about what if something bad were to happen, and that would be the worst thing that you can possibly imagine. And sometimes you just have to, in your work, you know, kind of confront those fears in some sort of way. You know, I never set out with those three films to look for movies where bad things happen to kids. It's just sort of laid in that way. And that's the only explanation that I could come up with.
For your role in The Woodsman as the pedophile, how did you prepare?
Well, the one thing I didn't do was go hang out with pedophiles. I didn't really feel like that was so much of an issue. I mean, if I play a cop, I hang out with cops because I feel like there is something that is, you know, there's a certain thread there about the way that they approach the world. I think that one of the things about this truly tragic kind of sickness is that it really cuts across all sort of boundaries. I don't think that you'd ever be able to sit in a room of people and be able to pick out the pedophile. And a lot of my research sort of turned that up. So what I did do is did a lot of reading. I looked at a lot of documentaries and videos and case histories and psychological profile kind of studies.
And did you find, I mean, one of the impressive things about your performance as that character was how clear he was about what he'd done and who he was.
Well, I think that that's true. But then if you listen to that clip that we heard, he's clear, but he's also completely in denial because he says, I never hurt them. And that could not be farther from the truth. He hurt them horribly, but he is...
He means he didn't do violence to them.
Right. But there's a lot of ways to hurt somebody. And part of what happens to his character in this, and part of the process, and I think the process that has to kind of happen with these people is one of admitting and confronting what you have done and realizing that it's something that you're going to have to live with forever. It's not something that is cured.
Your father was a famous Philadelphia urban planner named Edmund Bacon, and a lot of us met him in the documentary, the great documentary a couple of years ago, My Architect, that was about the architect Lou Kahn, made by his son Nathaniel Kahn. I want to play a clip from that movie in which your dad discusses his contentious relationship with Louis Kahn.
It would have been an incredible tragedy if they had built one single thing that Lou proposed from downtown Philadelphia. They were all brutal, totally insensitive, totally impractical. The whole idea of doing circular garages up on Vine Street.
Yeah, the idea of leaving the cars outside the city and then letting people walk into the city was a great idea, don't you think?
No. It absolutely wasn't. It wouldn't have worked for a damn.
So ultimately, isn't it just two strong men, two strong egos that don't get together?
God damn it, no! It's an absolutely pure ignorance on Lou's part, and it's the same damn ignorance as the American Institute of Architects is based on now, that you have no responsibility to preparing the way for a system on the larger order, and you only do the little things that come along. So you simply have not understood a word I've said.
Judging by those scenes, he must have taken up a lot of the air in the family room.
My father was a very, very big personality. He's a very eccentric man and kind of brilliant in his own way. But
And charismatic.
Charismatic, absolutely, and incredibly driven. Not at all a typical father. And I think in a lot of ways, my relationship with my son is hopefully a lot different than my relationship with my father. He was busy and certainly very, very busy by the time I was born because I was the youngest of six. So as my brother likes to describe our relationship with our parents, it was loving neglect. He was definitely not the type of guy who would take you out on a Saturday afternoon and throw the ball around with you. But he was very inspirational to me in that... I think I was very driven to succeed and driven to become more famous than him. And also, he was very supportive of anything that was creative, my mother as well. There was never any kind of pressure on us to get good grades. There was never any kind of pressure on us to make money. There was a lot of pressure to create something from nothing, whether it be... you know, take some Elmer's glue and some matchsticks and build a little house, or put on a play or, you know, write a song or play an instrument, whatever it was. That was the directive in our house, and obviously that was helpful for me as an actor.
It's interesting, again, if I can judge from seeing him in that film, he had a sort of star quality, and it seems here his more famous movie star son doesn't behave much like a star.
Well, yeah, because I think in some ways that's because I saw that so much from my father that, you know, it's kind of, you know, sort of drove me nuts a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's funny, you know, down in Philadelphia, you know, we'd walk around and right up until, you know, a few months before he died, and you know, I'd walk with him down the street and I'd hear somebody say, Mr. Bacon, and I'd turn around expecting to sign an autograph, take a picture, and they'd be screaming to my father. He was very, very well known down there. I mean, really was a star.
So what's next for Kevin Bacon now? Doing these films in a row make you want to go do Footloose 3
or
something?
Yeah, Footloose 3. Yeah. Well, we didn't do 2, so that we would be skipping Footloose 2. It does. My directive now is to either, you know, kick some ass or, you know, get the girl or make people laugh. Or all three. Well, we'll see if that happens. You know, who knows? I'll probably be back in dark Indieville before long. So,
Kevin Bacon, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Bacon's new film, Loverboy, starring Kira Sedgwick, is opening in theaters around the country this weekend. Coming up, a portrait photographer who can't be bothered with humans. That's just ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.